A Real Affliction, BPD, Culture, and Stigma is a podcast devoted to exploring how we live with, treat, advocate for, write about, and conceptualize borderline personality disorder. My name is Cynthia Gralla. I'm a writer and teacher with a history of BPD. In the first year of the podcast, I'll talk to advocates, researchers, writers, and therapists about how we can revolutionize understanding and treatment for this highly misunderstood disorder. Together, we'll sketch a more nuanced picture of BPD and the whole idea of a diagnosis.
So, not only do clinicians say you have borderline personality disorder, like you have pneumonia, but people themselves say that long before anybody gave them a term for that. They're constricted by a very narrow horizon of what they believe their human existence is. And they find it inescapable. They try. Nobody tries harder than a person in the borderline style.
Millie the Cat actually started off as me on a whiteboard, writing out the things that we have to cope with, and then the most beautiful parts of borderline personality disorder. People would sit there and be stumped about the amazing things that come out of borderline personality disorder and just the strengths that we have. That was kind of the first turning point where I'm like, we need better information out here. It can't just be all negative.
Challenges are with expression in words and interpersonal communication. Expression in other mediums is just natural and fluid and anything that can get emotions out. So that's why whether it's acting, theater, dance, the written word, poetry, comedy, improv, art. And so we try to highlight the strengths of people with BPD.
I've never been in a room full of this many people living with the same disorder. I know that was he existed. And so shared experience can be really supportive and collaborative.
And above all, we'll share our hopes for the future of BPD advocacy and treatment.
My number one hope is that we can continue to make treatment more accessible. I think that we need to be making sure that people have access to care that's going to be helpful for them. I think every person with BPD deserves that. It's a fundamental right. Despite all of the stigma about people with BPD, you know, the folks with BPD I've worked with and that I know personally are some of the brightest lights in my life. And they deserve podcasts like this. They deserve attention to these issues.
Please join me for the first episode of A Real Affliction on April 19th.